Welcome to Worship Shorts. I know, I have changed my ways. Changed into long shorts. Today I want to talk about true worshipers. At OHEV, we don't confine ourselves to one single definition of worship. We recognize that worship is a very personal matter between a man and his maker, so to speak. Different people experience worship in different ways. And people don't normally appreciate someone else telling them how, when, where, and even whom to worship. Yeshua spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4 and gave her a word of knowledge about her love life. She recognized, this is an interesting thing to talk about in worship, right? She recognized the spirit of prophecy and connected that with worship. As a Samaritan, she was part of the lost tribes of Israel that were eventually captured by the Assyrians. The sin of the Samaritans began with Jeroboam, who set up two golden calves, you remember, one in Bethel, one in Dan, so that the people wouldn't have to travel all the way to Jerusalem to worship. So the Samaritan woman accurately commented, saying, "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." This, of course, gave Yeshua the opening he needed to say, "The hour is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." So who are these true worshipers? And what does this have to do with our OHEV Yisrael service? It is our expressed hope that members and visitors who come to our service will experience true worship. Yeshua told the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well that if anyone drinks of the water he gives, they will never thirst. But the water he gives them will become in that person a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. He called this living water. As soon as the Samaritan woman asked for that water, Yeshua immediately told her, "Go and bring your husband." Later, when she was testifying to her neighbors, she told them that this man told her all things she ever did. When you ask for the living water, Yeshua begins to give you that water. But first, he opens you up. Before he can pour in that water, he opens you up, so that all things are open and naked to him who knows the secret things in your heart and in your life. When you worship in spirit, it means that the Spirit of God is in you. And when you worship in truth, it means that you have come to the moment of truth, the moment when your very life is offered in service to your Maker. At one and the same time, you receive overflowing life, and you stand ready to give your life. Paul said it best when he said that we should present our bodies as living sacrifices, wholly acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. And this word, service, is the word avodah, a Hebrew word for a worship service. So when you come to our service, please keep in mind that we are here to serve, and our service is intended to provide an atmosphere for making your offering your own living body. And the life that you receive in return will be a fountain of living water in you. Thank you for listening to Worship Shorts.